What's up, everybody? Today is Wednesday, October 18th, 2023. This is A Talk in the Attic, which of course means I'm your host, Kirk Ross. I'm nervous today. And I'm nervous because we've got a very powerful, very polarizing figure here sitting down with me, live from his private golf course in Bedminster, New Jersey, sitting down with former President Donald J. Trump. Welcome to the show, Don.
Thank you.
Do you like it when people call you Don?
No, I don't really.
All right, Don, I want to get right down to it today. I'm not going to pull any punches. Last week in a rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, you ranted against programs, podcasts like A Talk in the Attic, saying that podcasts like this one that do not have defined number of weeks or number of months to the season are just, they're ruining the country, I think you said.
They're destroying our country.
You went on to say, you know, why would season one have 90-some episodes and season two had 50-some, and then we've kind of been tailing off, and you're basically saying that we need to come to a set length of a season, and I guess I'm just wondering, you know, if you were running A Talk in the Attic, what would you do?
Don't ask me about what I would do. A little bit of a long answer. I hope you have time. We're going to have people come together on this issue. They're going to determine the time because nobody wants to see 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 months.
Yeah.
What's going to happen is you're going to come up with a number of weeks or months. You're going to come up with a number that's going to make people happy.
Mm.
People are starting to think of 15 weeks. That seems to be a number that people are talking about. The number of weeks is much more important. But something will happen with the number of weeks.
What exactly is something?
Look, something is going to happen that's going to be good for everybody. And that's what I'm almost like a mediator in this case.
Well, let me stop you right there because you said you hated A Talk in the Attic.
No. And you know that. You're terrible when you say this. You're off to a bad start because what I said was very simple.
Well, let's move on.
Why do you say, give me a horrible question and then you don't let me answer it? You're off to a bad start. I'm telling you.
I want to try something with you. You know, one of the most amazing parts about seeing you interview is how you're able to really take any subject and turn it into kind of what I would say is a brag fest. Okay? Fair to say?
Yeah.
Here's the exercise. The exercise, Mr. President. Can I give you a topic and then you proceed to talk about that topic without making it all about you and bragging about your accomplishments?
Probably. Look.
All right. So I'm just going to pick one out of thin air. Let's talk about Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley has nothing to do with this. Very nice woman. Some people like that, I would say. But she left office. She said very strongly, I will never run. He was a great president. And then in some cases said the greatest president in my lifetime. In one case, said the greatest president ever. Now she's running.
All right, I'm going to stop you there, Mr. President, because you did get a little bit braggy pretty quickly there. And I know that, you know, the point of the exercise.
You say something and then you want to go into the next subject. I happen to be a really smart person.
Okay, moving on. I want to keep this about A Talk in the Attic. You know, we have limited time together. You're a brilliant mind. What can I do to get my listenership up? You know, my numbers are pretty much where they've been for the last couple of years, and I appreciate those listeners and viewers, but what you know, if you were in charge, Don, where do you think these numbers could go?
I think the number is going to be 15 million people by the time you end this. By the end of this year, I think the real number is going to be 15 million people. They come from prisons. They come from mental institutions, insane asylums. They say, sir, please don't use that term, but it's true. They're terrorists at a level.
Well, I think
and
if you,
it's a sad situation. I mean, nobody should be happy about this. I'm not happy about it. Nobody is.
And what type of guests would you want to have on the show?
Firemen, policemen, accountants, even lawyers.
So I've been working on merchandise, better known as merch. I know you're all too familiar with that. And I'm having a hard time getting, frankly, just moving the stuff. You know, I don't know. Do you think the pricing is too high or what do you think?
The one who drove up the prices was Biden. I'd like to lower them a little bit if we could, but what I want to do is we have to get some income coming in, and we had to keep this beautiful thing going.
You've been called the great predictor of markets.
I predicted a lot of things, frankly. You know, they say Trump was right about everything.
So with inflation happening, prices are going up. My merch is still a little too high, is what it sounds like. What one factor in the economy, or what one price in the economy do you think is affecting you the most?
Bacon is up 5 times.
Oh, I see. Big bacon guy. Did you listen to my episode with Todd Bacon, International Man of Mystery?
No, I would never do that. But that doesn't mean, you know, you hire them, you never met these people, you get a recommendation, they turn out to be rhinos or they turn out to be not so good.
I didn't hire him, no. I just asked him to come on the show.
You know the word jawboning?
No. I
did a lot of jawboning against him.
Well, Don, I got to be honest. This has not been as enjoyable as I thought. I thought putting together this interview was going to be fun, but it's really left me empty.
I know you have to say that for your network, but you shouldn't say it. Because that's the problem.
And I frankly kind of hate you.
You have to take that back.
I hated you coming in, and I hate you more now.
And you may not even put this section on your show, and you'll have to decide what you want to do.
This has been hours and hours of editing this interview, and, you know, it's just not easy. It's not easy.
And it's so hard.
And so I think I'm going to discontinue this thing. I'm going to end it. I proved that I could do it. I proved that I could make it look like I interviewed you, but why would I ever want to do that? Real or fake?
Do you think I have a right to complain about an election?
I think you're disgusting. I think you never have been accountable for anything. And this is kind of like just me playing a fantasy out where I get to confront you, you soggy old bastard.
It's so unfair.
Who's never really owned up to anything.
No. Let me just tell you what I do.
And who is just a braggart. So, Don, go fuck yourself.
What?
Please don't run. Goodbye.
I have all the time in the world. Why is it?
All right, folks. I couldn't do it. I wanted to make it fun. It just sucked. There isn't anything fun really happening. His interviews are boring and long-winded and way too serious. And there's just nothing funny about this fucking loser. So let's put him to bed and let's move on to greener pastures. I don't even know what to do. I don't know what to say. Fuck this guy. Peace out, everybody.
Let me put it this way. I behaved so well. I did such a good job.